Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913-1914, page 153. Here is the extracted text from the image came out and stamped right above the trash barrel. I was downstairs about the trash barrel. He told me he was going to stamp two times. Then he stamped, and I opened the door. And then I came back and sat on the box about an hour and a half. Mr. Frank says, I'll stamp after this lady comes, and you go and shut the door and turn that night latch. That's the first time he told me to lock the door, and he says, if everything is all right, you take and kick against the door. And I kicked a guy against the door. I stayed there about an hour and a half that time. Then Mr. Frank came down and unlocked the front door, looked up the street, and then went back and told the lady to come down. She came down and said to Mr. Frank while they were walking, is that the nigger? And he says, yes. And he says, he's, and she says, well, does he talk much? And he says, no, the beat nigger I've ever seen. They went on out together. Mr. Frank came back. I went in his office. He gave me a $1.25. The lady had on a blue skirt with white dots in it, and white slippers and white stockings, and a gray tailor-made coat with pieces of black velvet on the edges of it, and a black hat with big black feathers over. The next time I watched for him was a Saturday in January, right after the first of the year. He said there will be a young man and two ladies that would be there that Saturday morning. I was standing by the side of Gordon Bailey on the elevator when he come and told me that about 7:30 in the morning, and he said I could make some money out this man. Gordon Bailey and me was on the elevator together. He could hear what Mr. Frank was saying. I got through cleaning at about 2:15 and stayed at the door. It was open and the ladies came about 2:30 or 3:00, and the young man came in and says, Mr. Frank, put you wise? Didn't he tell you to watch the door? Two ladies and a young man would be here? He said, well, I'm the one. Then he come and told the ladies to come on, and they went upstairs towards the clock. They stayed there about 2 hours. I didn't know either of the ladies. I don't know what they had on. The man was tall, slim built, heavy man. He didn't work there. I seen him talking to Mr. Holloway frequently during the week. That's the last time I watched for him. Snowball and I were in the box.